Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Never drink that.
What?
For Perrier.
Perrier.
He just learned how to pronounce it last week.
Nigga, I always paid attention to you. You're like, I'll just give. Hold on, we're going to save it for the podcast. All right.
Yes, sir. What's going on, everybody? Before we jump into this episode, what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to go ahead and subscribe to that YouTube channel.
Boy, you better
because
tell
I know you're watching. I see the numbers.
That's right.
I look at the analytics. I'm like an old man in the neighborhood that don't come out much, but
just
I know what
the
fuck is going on. So go ahead, like, share, comment. I see the comments. I respond to the comments. Make sure that you be active on that YouTube channel. All right?
Subscribe, damn it.
Now, let's get into this shit. We got Reggie Conquest. Rosebud Baker in this motherfucker.
Yeah,
What up?
Friends of mine for a very, very long time.
I just want to say one quick thing.
What?
Rosebud is the first show of this show that I produced, so it's come full circle. So what's up, Rosebud?
Wait, I can't hear anybody. Wait, hold the fuck on. I heard somebody talking.
Never mind. No, I didn't compliment you at all.
What'd you say?
That was like the first time I produced this podcast was when you were on it. So shout out, things have come full circle.
Oh my God.
Yes, yeah, so now we got her in the
Look
studio.
Look at me, I'm Simba.
Woo, yeah. Woo, woo. Yeah, Dylan just held her up to the sun. Thank you, Rosebud,
Everything
so much.
Everything the light touches.
It's yours to vape on.
Sentimental ass.
Rosebud just blows vape smoke on everything.
No, I'm 2 weeks off.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Rosebud started COVID.
Your pills.
2 weeks
All
off.
These people blowing smoke and vape started it.
All right, so before we get into like a really funny conversation, do y'all got anything to plug? Let's do these plugs round robin real quick. What do you got, Reg?
Just my Instagram, Reg Conquest, RGG Conquest, and I do a podcast with my white husband called Find Your Beach.
Your white husband, what?
who's
he just
husband?
Plugged my podcast.
Oh, okay.
All right, go,
I'm going to start bringing it up that way. My white husband. I'm going to be at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples.
Oh, Off the Captain Hook. Brian.
Somebody about to kill Naples.
In January 19th,
Rosebud
I'll be in Naples.
Gonna be the god of Naples.
Fuck you.
The Alanis Morissette.
That's where my dad made the comedy.
Fuck all of you. Fuck Naples. Please come
Where's
out.
Where's Naples at?
Hold on, let her finish.
And then I'll be at Tampa, Side Splitters in Tampa on the 20th. And then February, I'm doing a Midwest.
Okay.
So make sure y'all go see Rosebud.
Buddy
She's
out here working.
Funny.
Buddy
She's
out
legit.
Here working.
I have to. I feel bad because I feel like people get mad at you now, but I got to eat.
You got to eat. So where you at, Derek? What you got coming up?
December 27th, Pennsylvania. Listen up. I'll be at Soul Joe's. I'm doing one of their first Heated Dome shows. I'm doing a dome.
Heated dome sounds different, though.
Heated dome is.
It does. Doesn't feel right.
Yeah, heated dome sounds like some good shit.
That sounds like that ill stuff.
Yeah. You about to get some dome?
I'm getting hot head in PA. I'm getting some hot ass head. No, I'm not sure. Come down to Soul Joe's on Royersford. It's on a train track, railroad plaza, whatever. December 27th. One night only. One show only. Big nigga shit. I got Tom Cassidy with me. I'm doing 60 plus. That means I'm going to do 75 minutes of comedy. I don't give a fuck. I'm going in. I got shit. December 27th, Soul Joe's.
Yeah, and it's me. What is it? January 1st, New Year's Day, I will be in West Hartford, Connecticut at the Elbow Rooms. 30 seats, so.
Boy!
It's easy. So it's COVID.
That's like a lounge.
Like, yeah, it's like, so come through.
That's gentleman shit.
Nigga.
Okay.
He's like hyping up everything.
I know.
Like, you're like, it's a 30 seat.
But you know that. But you know me.
It's a 30 seat lobby.
Like, so come through. Make sure you do that. Make sure you follow me on all my socials, Monroe Martin, III, across the platform. Also on Twitch. I stream every night starting at 10, and it's real fun. Watch me play some video games, talk some shit. And now we're about to get into the show.
Hey.
Absolutely.
Hey. So I noticed that Reggie got a Perrier. Reggie has been the cheapest. Anytime we go into a restaurant and they'd be like, would you like sparkling or still? You'd be like, tap. I'll take tap because it's super free.
I probably didn't know the difference between sparkling and seltzer.
Yeah.
Like it's the same.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Sparkling water is different from seltzer.
Okay, so you explain that to us, Reggie.
The bubbles is different? The bubbles is different.
Well, why do they call it two different things if it's different?
It's the same.
It's got a lot of names. It's got two different names.
No, I'm going to look it up. It's different.
All right, look it up right now.
Look it up right now.
Look it up right now.
No, Dylan's trying to look it up.
I want you to look up the number six and half a dozen, too.
While you're at it.
That's weird, too, jackass.
So, I used to buy this all the time at 7-Eleven.
The main difference between seltzer and sparkling water comes down to where the carbonation comes from. If the carbonation is artificial, it's probably seltzer or club soda. And regulated like soda. If the bubbles are naturally occurring straight from the source, it's sparkling water.
Oh, so there's a difference. Thank you. I didn't even look that up.
You do have money.
I didn't even look that up. I knew it was a difference.
Your palate don't know the difference.
Yo.
I didn't know. I couldn't explain it, but I knew it was a difference.
I'm upset.
I'm very upset.
Thank you.
Reggie got money.
Yeah.
No, Reggie is getting money.
You do have money.
No. You got money, Reggie.
The fact that you knew that and I was raised by war criminals. And I didn't know that shit.
I'm so happy I knew that shit. I couldn't explain it, but I'm telling you, you go to the store.
All right, you got,
nah,
you,
man,
you
give me my flowers while I'm here.
I will. Look, it's on your shirt, nigga. You got them rolls.
Give me flowers. My flowers.
The nigga knows the difference between seltzer and sparkling.
All right, but let's be.
Take back your six dozen comment, whatever the fuck you said.
That was a good comment, though.
It was good.
That was good. If I wasn't right, but I was right.
Oh, fuck, he was right. Shit, I gotta.
Reggie being right, goddammit.
I gotta retract the joke. I hate retracting jokes.
Nah, it was a good joke. I don't give a shit. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah.
Rosie, so you fucking stopped vaping for 2 weeks. What made you stop vaping?
Marriage?
Is it marriage?
No. We are thinking about having a kid, and the only way that I'm going to be able to have a kid is if I stop. Because if you don't, it makes it a lot harder.
Yeah, and you don't want one of them kids with little hands. I feel like kids that came from parents with I don't care about that.
If I have a kid with one eye, or it has one arm, it's going to be an Instagram fucking, it'll work. Okay, I can make it work.
You're going to capitalize on this.
Oh,
thing.
Absolutely. I hope
that
I have a handicapped kid.
That bottle is scary, too. That's like some ooze shit.
TGRI.
Yeah, like it's too much. Is that bottle scary? Is that pills?
No.
Candy.
Yeah, it's lozenges.
Show it to that camera real quick. That's your camera. This is your camera.
Oh, okay. I've never seen it.
Oh.
That's lozenges. Right. Yeah. That's how fucking, I bet you a tobacco company makes that too.
Can I tell you? Well, yeah, definitely. But also, like, they're so much worse than vape. Like, I've taken so many of these every day that at least once or twice a week, I poison myself with nicotine, turn gray, and have to wait in my bed until I stop sweating.
Turn gray. So, you remember that scene on E.T.?
Yeah.
When he got sick?
Yes. I look like that. Andy will come home and I'll be like, I'm in the bedroom. And it's horrifying.
Oh, man.
And then you still got to have a baby with that. He'll be like, I guess I'll get on top. He's like, I'll flip that over.
Are you going to start it back up when you have your baby?
I'm trying to impregnate this mummy.
Start vaping again?
Yeah. Or are you done for good?
If I'm being honest with myself, I'll probably start again. But I'm hoping not to.
Unless they say something like breastfeeding also gets ruined.
Right.
Now you'll be like, God damn it.
Yeah.
This motion is addictive. Like.
Yeah.
We used to do that.
Nigga, I used to do that before I started smoking weed.
Oh my God.
I want to smoke weed so bad. I can't. I don't know.
Why can't you smoke weed?
He be in his fucking head, man.
They try to get me high so much. And
Reggie be weird when he's high. I can't do that.
I got to do candy or edibles or something like that.
Because that weed be.
But that's so much more intense.
But I can't inhale, so I'll be like, I smoke with Derek all the time, and I just cough up a lung, and then he gets mad at me for wasting his weed.
That is fucking wasting. Yeah. You're wasteful, Reggie.
I can't smoke, Reggie. I'd rather give you a low dosage edible or something.
But it's not being high that freaks you out. It's that you literally can't smoke it. You're bad at smoking.
Yeah, the coughing of it. But every time I cough like that, people be like, all right, you're going to feel it. And then I'll just have a headache.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I used to think the same thing, is that if you fucking had like a good cough, then it went to your brain.
That's what I thought too.
Some crackhead shit to say.
It's a myth.
That's a fucking myth.
I still want to smoke so bad. But the only reason
you think you're higher, after that thing, because your chest hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. And then you feel like you're about to die. All that shit because your chest been doing like this. because yeah, you've been coughing.
You're breathing a bunch. Yeah. You're literally like, I used to go scuba diving. You're literally just hyperventilating.
So your head is you're not higher.
Right. Hyperventilating. Remember this game? You and then you fucking
exactly
hold yourself.
Oh yeah, you pass out.
Hood games.
Yeah. I smacked the shit out of my head one time.
The kind of shit that we would do as teenagers, like making ourselves pass out or like whippets, shit like that.
Yeah, it's like, boy.
I have a fucking story.
Let's go.
Let's get these stories out.
So a couple weeks ago, I got this random gig. It was like a corporate gig that I got. It was on a Sunday. My agent calls me up. He's like, do you want to go to Connecticut tonight? It's like $7,000. I was like, yes.
Absolutely.
Goddamn-lutely.
So I get in the car at 7 p.m. or 6 p.m., whatever. It's a Sprinter van. I'm like, so psyched. They got gummy bears. I was like, that's the only thing in my rider is like gummy bears and Red Bull. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I got my gummy bears. I got my Red Bull. I'm going to ride out. I'm going to do 45 for this rich CEO.
Yeah.
Right. I get there, go down on the lawn, and the CEO is wrestling celebrities on his lawn in Connecticut. Okay. David Arquette and the CEO are fucking inside of a wrestling ring that they built that day.
Wow.
And there's a wrestler there, a professional wrestler, who's, I guess, the other paid entertainment, right?
Oh, okay. Mick Foley?
No, it was Hale something. Whatever, I'll look it up.
Yeah.
So they're doing this wrestling thing. I go in my green room or whatever, and I go out, do my 45, and I realize everyone is so fucked up. Like, and normally when I see somebody fucked up, I'm like, okay, that's cocaine, that's heroin, that's crack. I know what it is. I could not tell you what the fuck these people were on. I was like, I don't know what this is, but it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, the CEO was, like, moving things around. Like, during the show, he was, like, he would, like, take this and be like,
kinda high,
and make somebody hold it and be like, balance that bear. Don't move that. And I was like, okay, I don't know what the fuck this guy's on, but it's weird.
Yeah.
And
that's that vaccine.
I finished. I was like, I finished. And they were like, do you want to hang out for a bit? And I look over and the CEO he's got a fucking candle in his lap with like three wicks, right? And they're all melded together into one huge flame.
Yeah.
He's balancing it on one thigh and playing the drums with two barbecue lighters, like those long lighters. With an open flame, just playing on the edge of it. And I was like looking at his friend like, are you going to move this? Like, he's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know?
What and is that?
I don't know. And I
name that drug.
That's
we
got to
figure out that shit.
That's
well,
money.
I fucking found out because I go home. They were like, you can stick around. I was like, no, I'm going to go
did
home.
Did you? How was your set? Was it fun?
Or yeah, it was fun.
Just, yeah.
Okay. It was
easy.
Fun. So yeah. And David Arquette talked about the first time he went to Neverland to like visit Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That got to be a cool
which
story.
I was like, okay, this is, I didn't want to miss this.
You didn't like the story?
It was great.
Oh, okay.
And I go home and I walk into the house and I look at Andy and I go, I had to get the fuck out of there. That guy's going to die. He's going to set himself on fire. 2 weeks later, I get a DM from the wrestler.
Yeah.
And it's an article in the Daily Mail about this former CEO of Zappos dies in a house fire.
God damn.
Yes.
This guy.
Nope, you were there though.
You were there. You saw
can add
this
your
shit.
Own story to
I
it,
was
too.
There, but it didn't happen until like 7 days later in the same house. But it happened the exact way that I said it was going to happen.
And you got $7,000 before
he
croaked.
That's right.
And
the dude, I could have gotten more. I mean, he never left a will. So.
Wait, and he was the CEO of Lighters?
No.
Zappos?
No, Zappos.
Zappos.
The fucking shoe
the
company.
Shoe website.
Oh, I thought
Zappos.
Tony Shee. Yeah, that's him.
Get the
that was
fuck
the dude?
Out of here.
Yeah.
God damn.
Playing candles on his... Wow, that was a foreshadow.
Yo, he looked so, like, regular.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the ones that changed the world, nigga.
Yeah, man.
Fucking crazy.
He's
God
fucking,
damn.
He's totally... I killed him.
You definitely did.
No, he was like... He was just the weirdest... And I figured out that it was whippets. He was doing fucking whippets.
You're that rich and you still do whippets?
I was so weirded out
whippets
by that.
What is
Steve-O drug?
What is whippets?
Yeah,
whippets
it's
is
like
when you fucking...
Nitrous oxide.
Nitrous.
Oh,
you go,
okay.
But normally you fucking pass out.
Yeah. I've never done it. I think I did it. Have I ever done a whippet? No.
I feel like it makes people, it does. It makes people pass out for a second.
Yeah,
it's like a high that lasts like 1 minute.
Yeah.
Someone from behind me just screamed, maybe nitrous? High on like the nitrous oxide?
Yeah. Yeah, he was doing nitrous.
I never been to a party where I had to figure out who was on what. Like, it's always
That's called money.
That's money, yeah.
That's Perrier water shit.
It was crazy.
I go to parties where I know what drugs the niggas are doing.
Oh, yeah.
Weed. I don't go
and they charge you $20 to get in.
Yeah, I'm like, I only fuck with weed environments. Yeah. Anything else, I'm like, I'm in the wrong
shit,
place.
I get itchy when it's a coke environment. I go, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
No, it feels fucked up. Like, you're like this doesn't align with my childhood. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
You remember the Molly era? Like, at that point when Molly came out, you knew
niggas
when you walked in a Molly.
Water and all that horse shit. Yeah.
When we was down at Greenpoint at the bar, you're like, oh, this is Molly era right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get the fuck out of there.
I knew somebody was on Molly. Right. I could be like, oh, I know what that is.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell because they're like, they're really emotional. They're trying to tell you what a good friend you are.
Yeah.
You're like, we've met twice.
I think I tried one time and I was just sitting there the whole time waiting to like drip sweating.
I tell you one thing right now.
I was just sitting there like looking like.
Every invite to coke I ran away from because it never looked cool. I remember the first time I saw a motherfucker do coke was in
when we were
Yonkers,
okay.
And the dude Mike Murphy was trying to hand everybody tea when we went to go get the money. And then we was like, why the fuck is this nigga trying to hand everybody Lipton? He was like, hey man, give me a second. Give me a second. His name was Mike Murphy, little white guy, buzz cut.
Give me a second.
Nigga, I swear to God, Reggie, he took the bag of coke out, looked horrible, but he sniffed it off a cracked iPhone 4 screen and he sniffed it and cut his nose. So it was like pink shit with the white. I said, I'm never doing it.
That's fucking disgusting.
Like, fuck. And then there was the second one. The second one made me piss me off. I was like, you niggas. I was like, this one, I was like, I'm telling everybody about L.A. Because that's when I started going, nigga, don't. I'm hanging out with celebrities and shit. We had some party and no girls was there. Pissed me off. I was like, wait a minute. All these palm trees, you supposed to be who you are. Nick Cannon's cousin, whatever the fuck. Right?
Right.
And,
you're like, what in the hole?
Ain't but one girl here, and that one girl's getting dogged by the niggas dead. So now it's just a bunch of niggas in the living room, and then the coke come out. And then I see him put it on the table, but it wasn't a lot. It was like a pathetic amount of coke. But seven niggas was looking at it like it was a white girl, and they was all gonna fuck her at the same time. I said, all y'all are geeks. Yeah. I said, all y'all are some bum ass. I was like, yo, we got to get the fuck out of here. And I got out there and I was like, I'll never, ever in my life be a dude hanging with other dudes looking at one line of coke on a glass table. I was like, this is.
Yeah.
That reminds me of like Book of Eli when Denzel went to the house and then.
They were shaking
and he was like,
They've been eating.
They've been eating people. So you went in there and you like, them shakes is coke, motherfucker.
I've been to one coke party and it was pretty turnt. I didn't do it, but everybody was
Reggie about to do coke.
You probably went to a nice HBO Eyes Wide Shut shit.
I went to a nice party. I knew everybody was on cocaine and I wasn't, but I still had a good time. It was like, all right.
Yeah,
I remember when.
It's not that bad. I mean, it's like being surrounded by confident people that have stories that go too long.
Yeah. Like,
I remember me and Derek were hanging out. I don't want to say the location, but you and I were hanging out, and that girl kissed you with coke on her. Like she just took a fresh bump and then kissed you in the mouth, and you was like,
my mouth went numb. My mouth was coming back.
The fuck out of here.
I thought my mom was looking down from somewhere. Like I told you, he was gonna fuck up. My mouth went numb. The bitch kissed me. My mouth went numb. I ran to the store, got orange soda.
Yeah,
that happened. That happened to two of my friends. I remember being young, my boy Daryl, we used to hang out with like chicks that lived on the outskirts of PA. And he was hanging out.
So in Philly?
Yeah. Like not Allentown's, but like the, you know, near Wilgrove Mall and Plymouth Meeting, all this, where white people live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was at some chick's house. Some dude comes over, fucking, they lay out coke, they're doing it. He's trying to fuck the chick. This is like when we was kids. He's trying to fuck the chick. Some random white girl, some random black dude comes over. They start doing coke together, and he's just like, he just sneaks out of the house. Like, just doesn't even tell them he's leaving. He just, like, lets them have fun and then
just
slowly starts
leaves.
Grabbing the shit. And he calls me. He's like, yeah, I had to get on the bus. This bitch just started doing lines in front of me like I was invisible.
Well, that was a fun night. And
he was like, I actually liked him. I don't know why. He didn't call me back.
I know what all the black coke dealers in New York look like. They all dress like Blade.
They talking about now like West 4th, they are dressed so bad. The drug dealers in New York dress awful.
These long leather trench coats with bald heads and these goofy
and they're so loud too. They're like coke, weed.
Oh, them guys.
Would you like some cocaine?
Cocaine over here.
Cocaine over
got
here.
Got your cocaine.
Cocaine.
I remember one time coming out of the subway and I smelt burnt tires, and I know that that's crack. And yep. I was like looking around for it, and this guy was right on the corner of 14th and 1st, and I see the smoke come out, and I was smelling it, like crack. I was trying to find where it was, and I was like, and I like I was like taking my coat off and like running to the stand, just like trying to like
I had no idea crack
sweating
like
immediately.
Burnt tires,
Dave told me to tell a story.
But dad did crack.
Dad did crack. He was like, oh my god.
I don't know. But
I thought
never
he worked
knew
in
that.
An auto body shop.
Never knew that.
Yeah. It looks like vape smoke too.
Yeah.
Oh man, crack rock.
Crack rock.
God, that was, I was literally like, immediately.
Crack make you go to parties you're not invited to. We was in McCullough's once. I'll never forget this shit. And a crack whore followed Sam J in.
I was there.
Oh,
we were all there. Were you there,
God,
Reggie?
That shit was crazy.
All right, let's explain this for the audience. So McCullough is a good friend of ours, and she always has like these dope ass like parties.
Socially distanced.
Socially distanced comedian get together.
No,
so, nigga, shut up. It's socially distant. We all spread out. There's a 6-foot ruler in between everybody.
Yeah, it's nicely done.
Yeah, we don't shake hands. We just nod.
Right. We actually don't even speak.
We don't speak to each other. We don't spread. It's an anti-spreading party.
Anti-spread.
And right. Sam J came into the party. So now you can go. So
Sam J comes to the party, but comes in with this like blonde-headed finger waves. Like goofy tattered red dress, like life stricken red dress.
She don't look like somebody Sam J hangs out with. Because I feel like I've seen enough of Sam J.
She hang with pretty bitches now.
I'm like, this chick, something's up with her.
So we saw her and she was just standing there, kind of just.
Was she cute?
No, she was old. She was an old lady.
She looked like ISO. She looked like Kevin ISO.
That's why y'all kicked her out.
Right. So she was shaking. She was like, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Just bobbing and nothing.
And then I'm looking at Sam. Sam is like not looking her direction.
Sam walks straight to the back. Sam comes in, greets everybody, and she just goes to the back. And we're like, well, who the fuck is this man?
You know somebody here?
Maybe. she said, maybe. She's like, I don't know. Do you know somebody?
Do you know somebody? So she just kept flipping it.
When was this?
This was one of the latter ones. And she came in, and we was like, who the fuck is
this? Wait, was this before the pandemic, or was this right after?
No, this was during the pandemic. This was after your wedding thing. So this is like the next event after your event.
So I was probably
in. Your wedding was during the pandemic?
Because I was like, why wasn't I there?
Yeah.
No, you would have been.
I was probably on my honeymoon.
Yeah, so you did your wedding, and it was like the next one right after that.
Your wedding was during the pandemic?
Yeah.
Absolutely. She got engaged.
Definitely
the first day of the pandemic.
Yeah. So it was the next one after that. I
you
swore
were
you
at
were
my
there,
wedding.
Yeah.
I was, but I don't remember. It was damn. This shit long.
You sure you don't smoke weed?
The pandemic started at the end of the year.
I know, but I mean, why I don't remember? You know why I don't remember?
Because
nobody had on masks.
No, we were wearing masks, Reggie.
No, we wasn't.
Look,
no, my wedding happened when it felt like the pandemic was over. It was literally. You guys bring out dirty napkins. It was like during that period of time where we're like, oh, we got over it. Like it was September.
Oh, like the world was open.
Yeah.
When motherfuckers thought New York was back and all that.
Yeah.
New York had
you had a good time then.
There.
Yeah.
Because I remember the group picture. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
So
with shorts on.
We thought you were there, but I was there. Reggie wasn't there, but it was still enough people there, and that shit
and
was so
like,
funny.
Who the fuck?
And McCullough, she was like, "You gotta go. You gotta." But I'm here. But what is going on?
McCullough goes, "You gotta go."
McCullough's like, "I'm sorry, you gotta go."
Sam James was like, "She ain't with me," and we was like, And then she was shaking like she was doing that crack before she attempted to.
Y'all
could have
probably got her to do some crazy shit.
So this girl just got in the elevator, followed Sam.
Followed Sam right to the rooftop, and was like.
Could have had a great night with that lady and just made her light
she
farts.
She came in like she knew some fire farts.
Yeah.
Do handstands.
Like, she smelled different. We was like, who the fuck? I was like, bro.
Bro, that shit was so funny. You're a fucking asshole. That's so funny. He's like, we could have made her a clown for that night. I definitely remember doing shit
like
that. Like,
when
like
we
as
were kids,
comics, not even as comedians, there's people that hang out and you'd be like, All right, well, fuck it. Make this nigga fucking start. Remember, we used to make people run up and down the stairs?
Y'all losing your edge, yo.
Yeah, man, we made people do dances and shit. Uh-huh. Yo, stand up and do your dance.
Yeah, nigga, do your dance. Get the fuck out of here.
There was a guy that Makala was, like, fucking with for a second during this pandemic that everybody turned into a clown.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. The singing dude.
Yeah, the drummer.
Yeah, the purple hair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Everyone called him Basquiat.
He looked like rock star Dylan.
Rockstar Dylan the Great.
I swear to God, he looked like
I wish
Dylan.
I'd met this guy. She only sent me one screenshot of his, and I was like, yuck. Yeah. I was like, don't ever
send
me this again.
They got in the car after Better Days one time.
He was like, Makala, no!
I know.
No! Yeah. Don't do it! As they was driving away. No!
Oh my God.
We tore his ass up that night.
Yeah, he was a young boy too, right?
Young boy.
He was ready to fight us. That's how you knew he was young.
Yeah, it's old man.
He got his feelings really hurt.
Ah.
But that's why I love y'all, because we've been hurt from since the summer started.
Yeah.
Since we was the guys that went outside and started doing outdoor shows.
Yeah.
We was the killers. We was shitting on everybody. Everybody wanted to hang with us at the Che, the LIC back of the truck thing.
Oh, right. We fucking started ripping in the audience members. Yeah. I had somebody come to me at a show. I was like, hey, remember me? And I was like, no. He's like, you made fun of my shirt. I was like, nigga, that don't mean I remember you.
Remember the boy we called a girl? We called a girl because he had big hips. He's like, give up this new comedian coming up. She was like, it was a he, but I was like, this new open micer lady, she won't come up and do a thing. He was like, nigga, that's a dude. I was like, oh, my fault, boy.
Yeah, we was killing
her.
I had him. This motherfucker was voluptuous.
I was like, damn, boy.
He's like Chris Scopo. Yo. This comes up.
Chris Scopo got rid of the hips.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
This motherfucker looked like Chris running. Evans.
He quit drinking.
you gassing him.
I know, right? You just gotta get people in the hands.
I'm so
like,
mad you said that.
You look great, and then they start falling apart again.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
It was like, you need to cut it out, man. You reached your goal. You made it.
Yeah, relax. Yeah. Fucking
Scopo,
take it easy.
I went to Tommy's beach house, and Scopo went with us. Scopo worked out in that backyard for 2 hours. I was like, God damn, this motherfucker committed.
Yo, dude, because he quit drinking. That's what happens when you quit drinking. Yeah. You just do fucking rage push-ups like half the day.
Stop eating.
He was working start getting 2 hours steady.
Yo, remember when
have y'all been doing? Have y'all been doing self-care? Like, let's get on this.
Self-care.
So we had a bet. Remember we had a bet? It was one of us. We had to lose 50 pounds in the summer, and we took this bet, and we'd never even...
You talking about the new bet? Because the first time around, we all got in shape.
How many bets did you guys make?
We did two.
Bets I've seen and go, y'all niggas.
We did two. We did one that was successful because I like dropped like a bunch of pants.
Yeah, because it was the running challenge.
That was like probably my flyest season. That was the running challenge.
But then we started gaining weight back and we were like, all right, we're going to bet. 50 pounds by such and such. Nothing happened.
Nothing. I gained 50 pounds. I'm 277 now.
Dang. You was down.
I was down. But let's put this bet back on.
Wait, Rosebud, do you work out?
No, she can't be a part of this shit.
Rosebud,
she's already
is
fit.
That big.
Rosebud,
she's
does she work out? I watched Rosebud binge eat at Makala's place, and then her and Andy do squats and shit in the corner.
Same time.
We gotta burn it off. And I'm looking like, yo, she don't fuck around. You don't fuck around with being fat.
No.
That's one of your fears, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Why don't you and Andy?
I feel like the family.
It's part of why
here.
I don't want to get pregnant. That's really, honestly, my biggest fear is just having to get fat.
Why don't you and Andy do white relationship goal workout videos?
We don't, because
they be cussing each other out the whole time. She be cussing.
How much content can I make with one person? You know what I mean? I'm like, we're doing. Fuck it. We got a Patreon for fuck's sake. Yeah. You know. But like, and also Andy doesn't really work out. He does. He'll do moving jobs and he'll like burn 2,000 calories just like carrying shit around. But I sit on my ass all day. So then I spend 30 minutes a day and I don't do more than that. I just do 30 minutes of like circuit training in my room, like a prison workout.
No, I've seen that. No one else was looking. We were all talking. I just looked out the corner of my eye and you're just like, you got to do at least 100 of these.
I had two tablespoons of rice. I got to...
So she can't be in on the bet.
This was between Uno games, and I was getting pumped up.
That yeah. shit was awesome.
That's what
playing
I was
Uno
doing.
Playing Uno with Rosebud is hilarious, bro.
And these motherfuckers trying to tell me Staxis doesn't exist.
Oh, that was a good fight. I thought y'all niggas was going to rumble.
Staxis does so exist.
I don't know about
there's
that.
There's Staxis. There's color Staxis and number Staxis.
All right, man, how much weight we losing, man?
You see me trying to already divert this.
He's already trying to get out of it.
Man, yeah. I was trying to bring this bitch to an Uno conversation.
Yeah, I was like,
Dylan, Google the rules.
You don't want me to Google.
I know, right? I'm trying to drop my. So we just bought a treadmill.
There you go.
And damn. But the thing, but the
How
problem
much room
is,
do you have?
Yeah,
we got two bedrooms. We got a decent sized apartment.
He's doing okay.
I'm like, yeah, I'm all right. We're doing okay.
Nah,
but I can't use it because I'm too heavy. I'm over the weight requirements because it's like a
wait,
portable.
Wait, aren't you on the first floor?
Yeah, but I'm over the weight requirements for the treadmill. The weight requirement,
nigga,
the max is 250.
So you're going to send it back?
No, I got to lose weight because my wife is going to use it. I can't make her not use it just because I'm
so
fat
as
fuck. You
got to lose weight to get on the treadmill.
To lose weight. But that's that makes sense. It's like...
Wait, will it break if you... Like, you're not going to try?
Yeah,
you better
nigga.
Not try. You
I'm
know
not
what breaking
try.
Is.
I know what breaking is now, nigga.
Yeah. After that accident.
Yeah.
I
don't fuck with weight requirements anymore. If it says it's a weight requirement, I am going to obey that shit.
Every time I see somebody on a scooter, I go... I'm gonna roll one of them dumbass scooters. Like they when they roll past,
I have a
in
beef
my mind.
With them shits now.
I'm like, I'm gonna roll.
But don't act like
scooters.
You didn't have fun on that shit.
It was great.
Yeah,
great.
I met the weight requirement.
You met the weight requirement.
I was coasting.
I lashed out at a guy on a scooter last night.
Because of me?
Like I was like. Well, after the lash out, I was like, why am I so mad at scooters? Because it just, like, it wasn't in the front
of
my brain, but I was like, it's so fucked up. I just started yelling at him. I was like, this is illegal, but that's not a grown man on a fucking scooter. I'm screaming at him.
I hate them things.
The whole audience was like, what is wrong with her?
Yeah. And you're like, I ain't broke his face, okay? But that was because I didn't obey the weight requirement.
Mm.
But now
I heard you ran into a pole. I didn't know it was a fat thing.
it was
I would have sent a lot worse jokes.
The scooter broke, and then
we can't go into detail that much about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
why?
So, nigga, just take the hint.
Yeah, just shut
Jesus
up.
Jesus Christ.
Why?
But
it's like having a toddler on.
My goal weight is I'm 277. My goal weight is 240. So let's drop that. But what's your weight right now?
Probably the same.
So let's get down to 240.
I'm gonna start running again. Like I already started.
You already started?
Yeah. I got for this month I got 20 miles.
Okay.
All right. I'm lying, 15.
Yeah, you lying. I did yoga this morning and I did a circuit with resistance bands the other day.
There you go.
All right,
Come
on, we're getting back on it.
Let's get on it. The no need for apologies fat challenge.
Even.
Yeah, but the nigga inside's probably fucked up. So no, we can't.
Don't wish that on him. Don't wish that on him.
I got her.
Why?
I drink more water than all you niggas.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I drink a lot of water.
You don't know where I be at.
You don't know how much water I drink. A lot of water.
I drink more water than all you niggas. I eat more vegetables than all you niggas. I work out every morning with Dave. What the fuck y'all saying to me?
I don't care.
I lift 350 pounds,
so,
bro.
Nigga, you can't do it. I bet you can't do the calisthenics circuit that I do.
I can't.
You'll fall on your fucking face, nigga. I'm better. I'm good. Trust me. I'm healthy out this motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Mm. Look, Derek.
Y'all lose
not healthier than Rosebud.
Y'all lose your weight.
Me and Monroe are gonna die first.
Y'all lose your weight.
We're gonna take Derek to the doctor and we're gonna get him a full scan. Not just that yearly physical shit.
Okay.
I'm like, Doc, I want cholesterol. Doc, I want blood
cells. If you take Derek to the doctor, you both have to carry him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Rosebud.
That's what happens.
Whose side you on?
That's what needs to happen.
Rosebud on my side. Me and Rosebud got close over the summer, man. We the pioneers of outdoor stand-up.
You both need to carry him on your backs.
We're gonna switch it up.
You can't both get in the car and
That's
put Derek
right.
in the back because the car's gonna run out of breath. Okay? So
heavy niggas! Huh?
Look.
I'm so tired of being fat.
new row is in full effect, baby. You'll see.
I'm so tired of being fat.
I can't wait to see y'all doing push-ups and all that shit again.
You'll see.
I can do 50 push-ups straight though.
That's
I'm proud of myself.
Straight?
I can't do 50. I can't do 50 straight.
Yeah. So you got that.
Hurt. Yeah,
you
got
wait, what's the form? I feel like you're
you be hanging with
different.
Them silverback gorillas.
Like I be with the silverbacks. We
nah,
do
this
wide
nigga knees be on the ground.
No, they don't. I can do 50 straight.
Derek, it's not Derek. Reggie's knees
25
be on the
ground. In. He's
no
are right
50.
Ground.
I'm doing straight. I'm
your
telling
feet
you.
Feet spread all the way.
I do 50 right now. Do 50.
No, no, I can't. No room.
Derek about to do 50.
No, I'm just hot. Got a whole coat on.
I thought so too.
I was
right
like,
now.
Okay, let's do it.
Dude, that's so funny. All right, so we got to get down to 240. That's
what I'm proud of.
What
y'all
do you mean?
Y'all need to do
you
it.
Have to like set a goal, though, right? You have to say when you're going to lose it.
I'm going to get down. What's a reasonable, realistic goal? What I feel like
260 is a reasonable goal.
Nah, fuck 260, nigga. I want 240. My life was better at 240.
All right.
I enjoyed life.
You're
more.
You're 275 now?
277.
277 to 240?
Yo, that's
say
sad,
3 months.
Bro, we the same weight, bro.
I would give yourself four. Four months.
I say 4 months. We're going to do a four-month weigh-in. So can you remember that? Yeah, I'll bring the
gotcha.
Scale in here.
Bro, we're the same weight.
4 months. Yeah, nigga.
That's bad for you.
I know. Well, no, I'm tall, so it's
yeah,
bad for
yeah.
you because you short.
No, 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 but you was we was never the same weight.
We was never
you
the
fat,
same
tall,
weight.
Fuck.
You fucking Oompa Loompa.
April 14th is your last date.
When is it?
We're doing it that week. April 12th is your
wedding. Ooh, my birthday month. So let's fucking
you
get
sound,
it.
You sound, like a, you sound like a hoe.
I sound like a whole thot.
My birthday month.
Yeah. That's a thot right there. Yeah. Bro, a thot.
Yes.
Bro, a thot. Yes, bitch. Thought.
All right, so April, so that show would be April. Okay, let's. We're going to make a ticker, and we're going to fucking bring in the scale. We're going to stand on it, and we're going to say it before the world. And but we're going to have Reggie on that episode, too. So make sure your fat ass is here. Well,
die! I'll be here. I'll be here.
Hopefully, we'll be here. But that weight, nigga.
Don't say that.
COVID
say
may
that.
Get
don't
to you first.
Knock on wood. Knock on wood.
Oh, this ain't real wood, man.
Yes, it is.
And this situation it is. It's long grain. I can see the grains. Fuck you, my bro.
It's pretty nice. Pretty nice.
All right.
We at the 34. We should do some news because we at the 35-minute point.
Oh, man. We're just having so much fun.
Still having fun.
What? You guys cover the news?
We cover everything.
We cover those topics. Like, you hear about the vaccine is giving motherfuckers Bell's palsy. You hear about that?
It gave four people... Bell's palsy.
That's four
and,
too much.
But the CDC was like, no, it ain't related. Because how we know they weren't already susceptible to get Bell's palsy. So the CDC stepped
in. I read somewhere where that wasn't official. Wherever post that was, the Save show.
Yeah, if it's that, then I guess it ain't official.
Yeah, it was off some.
There you go. I mean, it's. Yeah.
Wait, what part of who's
that's
body
CNBC?
Is
that? So yeah, that's mad official. You need to start
and
reading
Boston.
The shade room.
No, it wasn't.
This nigga
get
his nigga
the shade room.
Getting this COVID information from the shade room.
I'm about to pull it up. Look,
he get his fucking information from the hood nigga with a vine.
We was just talking about this shit.
Nigga, they got murder hornets. Who told you that? TMZ.
Oh, why are you checking when he just put?
He just checked.
No, no, no. I'm talking about the picture with the faces.
Oh, all right.
Oh, well, no. About. He wants you to bring up a picture of Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy is when like one side of your face just gives up, and you start looking like Two-Face or Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's
so funny.
Drew Barrymore got it?
No, she don't got it. She just did drugs when she was younger.
Like, she kind of looks like she has it.
Yeah, but
Drew
that was
Barrymore,
just like
kid,
drugs.
She
and
a
stuff.
Kid star. She did all them drugs. She did them ET drugs.
She probably fun.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore probably cool as fuck.
Nigga, remember when she was in Wayne's World and everybody was like, oh, Drew bad as fuck? Remember? Oh, shit. Look at that.
Look at that.
That's
shit.
That Forrest Whitaker.
I grew up with people that look
Joe
like that.
Joe Biden smiles like that.
Yeah, he took the vaccine early on. And that's why he goes, and you know, like, he just forgets what the fuck he's talking about.
When he smiles and it's like half his face is like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's because he hung out with Corn Pop too long. What's the motherfucker he keep referencing? He's like, popcorn or my friend Shecky Bag.
I've never listened to
Shecky Bag.
You never listen. Whenever he's telling stories about black people, he always has a friend named
popcorn.
Like Corn Pop or fucking something.
Radio.
About, I used to hang out
bands.
With the black kids at the pool.
You know, I still haven't listened to his whole Breakfast Club interview.
Fam,
I really want to.
That video of him
fucked
singing
up
that,
at the end of that.
Him singing that gospel song is so funny.
I don't remember him singing a gospel
it's corn
song.
Corn Pop.
Corn Pop.
It's Corn Pop.
It's Corn Pop. Yeah.
I mean,
looked up
black
Joe
friend,
Biden's
corn
friend
pop.
Popcorn.
What?
And it's Corn Pop.
It's Corn Pop. Yeah.
He got a black friend named Corn Pop, and I'm pretty sure that black friend didn't choose that name.
Yeah.
That's the name all the white
That's
people
call. Friend shit that song, right there.
Nobody yeah. told me the road would be easy. Did y'all see that? That
no, can we play that? It? We'll play it, Joe but Biden then we'll black it out for the YouTube song. People. So if you so want to see the video, I say, can you play
no,
it?
No, what is it? Well, what is it? What's the video?
No, when he's singing, nobody told me the road would be easy.
Gotcha.
Nobody told me.
Okay, I got to see it now. You've sold me. You've sold me.
I got to see this. I got to see Joe Biden sing black gospel.
Yeah, he's definitely singing black.
You don't vote for me. You ain't black. That's what he said.
He did say that.
You ain't black.
I remember watching it and being like, oh, no. Oh, no.
That was the funniest shit I've seen.
You ain't black.
Like, the more this kind of shit happens, like with Congress just washing black people's feet and shit like that, I'm like, I mean, I kind of get where Rachel Dolezal was coming from. Like, I kind of, it's so fucking embarrassing to watch as a white person to be like, yeah, those are my people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like to see them come out in kente cloth and be like, I was just like.
Yeah, no, Rachel was just
no!
like. Yeah. Hold on. Uh-oh, what's the, go.
Is this it?
No, it goes, no. It's under Joe Biden tries to sing classic gospel song.
Okay.
I don't get good service in here.
Nobody does.
Well, that's because you're spending your money on Perrier's.
There you go.
Nigga, this is $1.79.
Why y'all being so sensitive?
I'm not being sensitive.
He is being sensitive. Yeah. It's the COVID. That's what it is.
Y'all being so sensitive. Derek, I want to show my muscles. I've been working out every fucking day. And this nigga like, Perrier! I always drink Perrier! It's like, where the fuck?
No, no, you just didn't pay attention to me. I Maybe I just wanted muscles. Some attention.
Ro showing out.
Ro is the dad friend.
You're damn
like,
right.
He's like, go to bed. Forgetful asshole.
Okay.
How?
I don't know.
I remember your birthday.
When's my birthday?
I don't remember your birthday.
It's in August.
Oh my God. How does Rosebud know that?
Ooh, this isn't
that is this can't be this it. Can't be but it. That's Bell's palsy right so there. That's he Bell can't close his mouth.
Yeah.
All right, I'll find him later.
Yeah, sorry,
you
Reggie.
Stink for that.
You stink.
I'm sorry. I was right about seltzer and spritz water. Whatever.
Don't bring
called.
Back old shit.
Yeah, nigga, you had that W
when,
already.
When I'm wrong, I bring up old shit.
Yo, so I don't like. I feel like trend. Different things trend on different people's timelines. I doubt like your shit. You and I have the same trending thing. So I woke up this morning and Sasha Obama was trending on my fucking Twitter. For absolutely no reason. And then I clicked on it, and it's because she's like partying, and like people are like, she don't have no fucking mask on. And
ooh,
then there's like a picture
shit.
Of her. Like,
she Jesus. Out here having
look at the dude
it,
in the
bro.
Back. Look at the dude in the back.
She's at a party.
She's she out chilling. There like, what's wrong it. With that? Like, that's how I expect a daughter of
a rich
she's
black,
nine,
a
yeah,
rich
she's
black
nine,
person
she's
to be.
She's yeah. partying. Yeah.
And
she's
that nigga waiting his turn. He like, ooh.
You know, he probably happy as shit that Joe don't lie like you. I was with Sasha. Yeah, like,
wait, yo. Because you saw her singing the City Girls 2 weeks before.
There's another one. Yeah, yeah. Click on the other one where she's like dancing with her
she
friends.
She looks fucked up in that picture.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Oh, she's dead. Like, what do you think that is?
And rich.
Drunk.
Can you name that drug?
She's drunk.
That was drunk.
She's
drunk. Drinking.
She's not on yeah. drugs. Don't put that on her.
I didn't yeah. say
don't
put
that on that black queen.
Here
don't put
go,
that on that black.
Shut up. This nigga here.
Now, look, I don't like this.
This is like, why? Because it's perfectly casted and the black dude's in the background.
Yeah.
Perfectly casted.
He said it's perfectly casted.
It's like, we got Keanu Reeves. We got the fucking next press secretary. We got fucking the black dude
this
in the
this girl
background.
Gonna turn on her. The white girl gonna turn on her, though. I can feel that. They ain't gonna be friends forever.
It's too many white
yeah.
girls, though.
They gonna turn on
like,
her.
Like, I get that she's like, you know, a politician's daughter, but she needs some black friends up in there.
She
needs
no
one more
there.
Black friend.
Yeah.
No niggas.
Yeah.
Like suburban. She around a bunch of suburban kids.
Malia might have had a black friend. She might.
That's why we don't see her.
Yeah. She out there swag surfing somewhere.
I don't think she's a swag. I think she the swaggy one.
You
the
so one wait, saw. You think Malia
that one?
Yeah, I think she
is. That the oldest
sweat.
One?
What? No, that's Sasha's the younger one. Sasha's younger.
So Malia
might be the professional one.
You think Malia's like working on her? Yeah, of course she's working on her education, but you're like, I think she's more professional.
But she with her Issa Rae like friends. I think they all hanging out. I think it's some girlfriends.
No, the youngest is always the most rebellious.
Yeah, I think
the oldest is like, I'm gonna impress my parents, and I'm gonna like, because all these expectations were put on the oldest.
Are you the youngest? Okay.
No, I'm the oldest.
Oh, okay.
But all I disappointed them.
You're a successful comic. How you disappoint them? Well, you are.
It's Rosebud's wit. Because I've seen Rosebud talk about her family on some funny shit. Like, goddamn, she don't really like them.
It's like, they're not, my family's like, they're fine. But my sister, there was enough of my sisters. Like, my parents just had so many that at a certain point I was like, I don't really feel the need to impress you guys, because there's like, you made so many. I was the first draft. It was pretty obvious.
Yeah, you're the first pick. Like me by now.
You were
like
five tries away from what you really wanted.
That's
like,
so funny. You're the first pancake. That's that, like Chloe said in the book, first pancake.
Yeah, Rosie, your sisters are really cute too.
Go fuck off.
They are.
Right now, I'm going to be like, that.
Look
at her say it.
They are cute.
Look at me.
What?
Reggie?
What?
Behave yourself.
I'm chilling.
The Baker is a good family pool to dip your toes in.
We already know what happens when a comic fucks my family. All right, we know what happens.
Gotta say it. Go ahead, Rosie.
Derek, do you want to tell people what you did?
Derek dipped his quarter white dick in the fucking Baker fortune.
And what happens?
She's a lesbian now.
She is a lesbian.
No.
She is a lesbian.
Because of Derek?
Yeah. She's been gay for 2 years, which is a long time to be a fake lesbian.
What about that one? What about that one that was thrown up at McCullough's house?
Oh, damn, yeah.
She's...
She's almost there. Derek didn't touch it.
You can't go near her. She's like, she's the only sister that I'm actually really like protective of.
Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
She has a shot.
No, she's just
that
like
makes me want her
up.
More.
Yeah, Reggie, like, ooh.
I swear to God,
because she's so protective.
I swear to God, I'll destroy
Rosebud.
Reggie.
Rosebud, go to the bathroom. Reggie, like, so you know what you?
Let me wipe that.
Sisters don't want
that throw
fat
up
black guy.
Reggie gonna be like, you eat wings, you cute.
You ain't gonna throw these
you
up.
Eat wings, you'll be you all right. Cute.
Yeah, that's it. No,
that
you,
is a Reggie line.
Yeah.
Cute. You want absolutely. Some wings?
Yeah,
some
I think wings. I said it backwards. You're cute. Do you eat wings? You're cute.
If I saw it, I'd be like, Reggie lives with his girlfriend. And I'd like walk by. I'd screaming.
Hey, you're right.
That's so funny.
Look at Reggie. Reggie will be like, I'm gonna get a text message. Yeah, you think you could delete that part of the podcast?
So yeah, about that palsy stuff. That's just
there.
Crazy.
You go. Way to divert. Way to divert.
Crazy
about that palsy shit.
He said palsy. Yeah. Are you afraid to get not cerebral palsy? You get cerebral palsy, then
yeah, you fucked.
That's an even worse
Wait,
side
what's
effect.
That?
Cerebral palsy.
Can you just get that from a shot?
No, you're born with cerebral palsy.
Oh, right.
That's
palsy.
A malpractice.
That's like the.
So I'm saying, if you got fucking cerebral palsy from the coronavirus
what's
vaccine,
this shit? What's this shit called?
That's just you being kind of gay.
Don't do that.
Like, what's this?
No. Like, what's this shit?
No.
That's you. That's you drying your gay hands off.
That's you waving goodbye to your career. That's what that is.
Wait, what is that?
What do you mean, what is that?
When they shake, when like Muhammad Ali had it.
MS?
That's
no,
MS.
What did he, yo, well, no, Muhammad Ali don't have multiple sclerosis. That's
no, no, he
Montel.
Had something. Oh,
he has Parkinson's.
Parkinson's, that's what I'm trying
Parkinson's
to figure out.
Parkinson's is
Michael J. Fox got Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah. Cerebral palsy is the kid from Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
And cerebral palsy is like caused when you're a kid when there's like no oxygen to the brain or some goofy shit like that. But that's usually the doctor's fault. So,
damn.
Man. I'm mad as shit that they
well, good luck having your baby.
Mom's side but... and not Walter Hall.
What'd you say?
Good luck having your baby.
Good luck having. Do you understand? Rosebud will have the best care. She'll have the best care ever. She probably won't even push that bitch out.
Yeah.
You'll probably let him just cut it out when
you
sleep.
You have a baby in New York? Wow.
Well, I'm going to have it, and then I'm going to leave it with Andy while I snap back for like 2 months. I'm gonna be. I told Andy, I was like, I'm gonna have the baby. You take it for like 2 months.
Yeah.
While I get skinny again, and then I'll be back and be a good mom.
That's a good deal, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he put it in you, so yeah.
Yeah, he put it in you, so he should have to deal with that.
At least
shit
the first.
Are you gonna make your baby an IG page?
No.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Just bring around the comics when
Are you gonna bring your baby around the comics?
No, not until it's like talking.
And being able to cuss.
Yeah.
Yeah, your baby better cuss. It ain't nothing funnier than a cussing bad
cussing
kid.
Cussing child is
cute
great.
Cute kids are.
Yeah, cute kids are
cuss.
Annoying.
That should be a page, cute kids that cuss.
Yeah.
That's funny, though.
Because why else would you bring your kid around and say, this motherfucker going to entertain us or just fucking make us feel uncomfortable?
I love when kids cuss. It's like the cutest thing.
Yeah.
It is cute.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm definitely going to teach my kid to cuss.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My kid going to know all the bad words.
We were saying last night that when I have a kid, it's like, he's going to have so many black aunts and uncles that it's like going to be doing Derek Gaines' closer.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm making
it breakfast and it's going to be like, everybody.
Damn, son. He'll be like the first comic in like my class of New York to have a kid.
Yeah.
Who else is there?
I mean, I'm not pregnant, but I'm like just trying.
I mean, look, you're taking your fucking nicotine lozenges and shit.
Yeah, that's already commendable.
Yeah, yeah, you're doing what you're supposed to do.
This had my fucking fertility like vitamins in it, which was, you know, I'm doing what I have to do.
Yeah, word. Yeah. Good for Rosebud.
Good for you.
All grown up trying to be a mom. That's nice.
I don't. That's the thing. I hate that. I don't want that. Like,
you don't want to be a mom
or all grown up.
Yeah, like, I don't want it to be like that. Like, that's the part of it where I'm like, I'm doing this on purpose, but it still feels like a mistake. Like, it doesn't feel like...
You're going to be a mom and you're going to love it.
You got cold baby feet.
I will love it, but I don't want it to be like what happens to women when they become moms. It weirds me out. Like, all of a sudden, like, it's, like, all about the kid, and you, like, lose who you are and what everything that you
think. Oh, you don't want to have, like, disheveled hair and, like, forget to fucking put on makeup and shit.
I already am, like, I don't care about that.
Postpartum Rosebud might be terrible.
Stop calling you Rose. We're going to call you Mama B.
What up, Mama B?
I'll fucking kill somebody.
Mama B.
She's going to come around.
Naples on.
That's Rosebud. She's just a mom now.
We're going to be like, shh, we can't say that around.
I fucking hate that. That's the thing that's going to, it'll fuck me up. Mm-hmm. Like, I already feel so afraid of that. That I'm like, okay, just prepare yourself. You're gonna freak out a little. It's gonna be fine.
Damn. Nah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what dudes go through when they having a kid.
They don't go through fucking anything. They're like,
I feel like if it's a good guy, his determination turns up more.
Yeah, but he gets like, that, like any sort of effort that you guys make, they're like, oh, what an angel. I mean, God, look at him being a good dad when he doesn't have
to be. Absolutely, because, you know, like men have it hard.
Oh, my God.
It is hard.
It's hard being a man.
Dealing with y'all emotions.
We're walking around. My cousin was like sitting on a wee-wee pad just pissing herself because she couldn't sneeze without doing it.
Yeah.
And like, and then the dad is like coming to like bring her whatever, and they're like, oh, what, look at what an angel he is. She's like, I just ruined my pussy, and no one is looking. You
know, but he didn't leave her because she had a ruined pussy.
Oh, right?
And that's a commendable thing.
Right,
he didn't leave. He
Somebody
stayed.
Give this man a peace prize.
You should.
Another pussy.
And the prize of not leaving your woman when her pussy gets
destroyed.
Ruined goes to whatever his name is.
Pussy.
Are hanging out with destroyed pussy. How does it feel?
Yeah.
Be hanging out with a bowl of
that's
jello.
What men need.
That's unconditional love, and you should pat us on our back when we love you unconditionally.
First of all, unconditional love is being like, I love my body the way it is, but I'm going to ruin it for this man because I'm going to give him a kid. That is fucked up.
Yo.
I want to be a dad is really what I'm saying.
Look, I want to be a dad because I don't got to push it out, and
that's
I don't got to let it suck on my titties.
Yeah,
nutrients.
Amazing.
You turn into nutrients.
You know what's crazy?
I'm just fun.
Our fucking bodies, like, if like we're breastfeeding, I've been reading all about it, and it's like if a baby's sick, our breasts will like change the nutrients. We can tell from the saliva.
So you
and our body will adjust the nutrients to give it.
So
what
your
it
titties
needs.
Learn the child.
Yeah.
So y'all got smart titties. That's fucking dope.
That you get smart titties.
That your titty milk fucking develops woman. Like
the titty milk
antibodies yes, and fucking penicillin.
Y'all really do turn into superwomen.
Yeah, it's cool.
Wow.
I mean, I definitely respect
moms. That's really
moms.
Why I want to do it.
Moms are fucking dope, but dads are dope too.
Yeah, they are. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying the unfairness is like, okay, well, he gets to have a kid and all of a sudden he doesn't. Like when a woman has a kid, she doesn't take her career as seriously. It's mm-hmm. like, even if she does, she's not seen the same way. Like, they're like, oh, she put all that aside.
Well, they're like, you let a guy come in you, you know, and you kept thing. It? You right. ain't serious about this shit.
Yeah, that's the thing that really, like, freaks me out.
But that's y'all curse.
You gotta blame God,
that's
man,
what y'all get for eating the apple.
That's wild. Because that's so funny. But nah, fucking, I think fathers should be commended because they get to live off that decision. Because it come out of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's yours no matter what.
Yeah.
But for a nigga, it's like, damn, I could be an ass and leave.
Yeah.
Or I could stay and become a father.
We always are told growing up, mama's babies, papa's maybe.
Yeah, and it's more pressure on the kid when it
That's
when
a fucked up thing
older.
To be told growing
you
up.
You heard that? I've heard that a lot.
I heard that a lot. Yeah, mama's babies, papa's maybe.
But
and
that
it's
is
like,
a
yeah.
fucked up thing fucked to be told. Yeah.
Like a guy has to live his life with, like, that man, motherfucker may not be mine.
Yeah.
Like every night you looking at his face hard, like, I don't remember seeing that trait in my fucking family tree. Yeah. So imagine a person like me who, like, grew up in foster care and I have very limited family members. So my baby don't look like me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going. I'm gonna be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What's up?
Well, babe? Actually, the baby comes out automatically looking more like the father,
uh-huh.
biologically, because of that, like, doubt that fathers have.
Oh, so the baby come out like, let me get my shit together.
Yeah.
Make sure this nigga is his. Like, make sure this nigga understand I'm his.
Yeah. Straightening his tie.
He practicing in the mirror in your pussy. Hey, Dad. No, that's too high. Hey, Dad. Yeah, he was selling. He practicing in the mirror in your pussy.
All right. It's more pressure on the dad when the kid gets older, I think.
Dad.
Especially when you got a boy, it's like, yo, go with your mom. He's like, go with your dad. Go with your dad. Get out the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I want to stay home with my sisters.
Yeah. Beyonce dances and shit.
Yeah. Doing Beyonce dances. Yeah. I did know all the dances.
Are you guys trying to have kids?
Yeah, we're trying to have kids. So that's why we're trying to get our life together. And that's why this challenge and then Derek trying to come at my neck all sideways.
I ain't trying to come at
you
your
tried
neck
to come at Derek. No, we've been friends long enough. I know.
That's not you
I
came
know
at my
when
neck.
Derek, like, I came at
you
the
said,
neck because you came at my neck
no,
first.
No, you said first. No, you went, to oh, like, your girls. Insides fucked up. You said that first. And I'm like, oh, I got to respond
just
say, to
that. You're right.
My nigga. Shit.
Oh, man, it's going to be sad when one of y'all die.
Don't you wish
that,
that
Jesus shit, man.
Christ.
God damn.
Reggie. I don't do no shit. I cussed his ass out when he got in that
oh
you should have heard. I cussed his ass out.
I was about to hang up on this nigga.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I was mad as shit because I thought
you caught me crying.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even see the picture. He's like, you see my real face? I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't even see
I'm still upset because I was nice. I had to be nice. I fucking sent him soup.
She sent me soup. And I enjoyed, yo, thank you, Rosebud. But
no,
I appreciate it. Thank
you. Honestly,
y'all.
It's not going to happen again. So
I know. No, look, I understand that this was a once in a lifetime thing, and I appreciate
Don't be an
it.
Idiot.
No more nice shit.
Yes, I'm very thankful for the people I have in my life.
It's like when you're going down in a plane and you start telling somebody what you really think. You're like, look, I really love you, and you're a good friend.
But for what it's worth,
and they live, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
You was a G in the hospital. I will say that.
Yeah, I
was
just
watching
Moesha,
just waiting for the operation. I was like, this nigga's cold blooded.
Yeah.
Do you like hospitals?
No, not at all.
I love hospitals.
Why?
Because it's like being back in diapers.
No.
I'm like, this is fucking great. Somebody's
you know
feeding
what?
Me.
Wood, I haven't been able to. I haven't had hospital. To stay in the hospital too long, but that's the scariest thing to me.
I hate
really?
That.
Really?
Like having to stay at the hospital and do that shit that you went through. I'm like,
because I know, because I don't always do my, when I had a job, I didn't always do my job. And I know those people exist in every profession and every level. So I'm in a hospital. There's a chance I may get the motherfucker who don't want to do their job and they can make my experience fucking terrible. So I'm never comfortable in the hospital.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm like, this bitch probably going to forget an IV in my like, one time I just sat there with an IV in my arm, and I couldn't bend my arm or nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there like, what if this motherfucker forgot? And I'm going to get, like, some sort of fucking
IV poison.
IV blood poisoning and shit.
Yeah,
I went to the hospital
so
once with Andy, and Andy, like, grew up in hospitals. His mom was a nurse. And he was, like, it was, like, really fucking frustrating because he was, like, spinning around in the chair. And he was like opening drawers. And like, I was like, you're not still 8 years old at your mom's work. Like, you can't. He was just taking underwear out of the drawers and being like, we can take these home. And he was like putting them in his bag.
Oh, no.
I was like,
he's well versed in the hospital.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he was like looking, he was pressing buttons on the machines. Cringe. I was like, oh my God. That was the only thing that made me nervous.
Only, yeah, but I don't like hospital.
Otherwise, I really like them.
Man. I got hernia surgery and thought I had open heart surgery. I was dramatic as fuck. They said I ain't gonna be able to walk. The doctor was like, I got hernia surgery. They sent me home the right day. I was like, Mom, I can't walk. Nigga, I was so dramatic.
Damn. I don't like it.
I can't do
Where was the hernia?
In the middle of my stomach. I had that shit for like 3 years.
I remember you used to push that shit in.
Yeah.
Reggie used to tuck in his hernia.
He used to push his hernia in and like pull up his pants to try to keep it in.
Yeah.
It was
you let us touch it. And then and I blame Chloe too. Because remember when Chloe used to do the ab punch challenge where she used to go around punching in the stomach.
Literally, I was walking, I sneezed and it popped out.
Yeah.
I had that shit for 3 years. I used to just push it back in.
Yeah, just push it back in.
I can't afford. I was like, this shit is insane.
We were doing crazy shit.
Crazy
back then.
Shit. Yeah. For jokes.
For jokes, dude. Hopping over turnstiles. The city was on fire one time.
Yeah, remember that night? That was wow.
Remember when Dave got the chair thrown in his face?
Yeah, I wasn't there,
but you were there. You remember? Yeah. Oh, damn.
Oh, shit.
Cotton, good old Chris Cotton started that fight.
Cotton started it. Yeah. And I remember.
But Dave suffered for it. That motherfucker's nose was broke.
Yeah.
Dave was so mad.
They went to the hospital.
I would have beat the shit out of Chris.
Dave told the hospital that he was somebody else because he didn't have insurance or whatever. And they were like, look, just, we know this isn't who you are. And they just gave him whatever. They like snapped his nose back.
Yeah. Oh. I got Reggie sliced up.
Yeah.
I got Reggie sliced up by Yamanika.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I remember that.
Yeah.
Wait, you weren't there?
No, but I remember
that. That story rang all over comedy.
I know, but it was two stories going
on. And I had to defend everybody. I had to defend Jew. I had to defend Jew. Oh,
what story? What's the story?
So, Derek,
I heard it from Yam, and I was like, I remember Yam telling me the story and just being like, okay, this is Yam's side of the story.
Absolutely.
So Derek, when shit like that, I let Derek tell the story because he's like, it's unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
So I'll let Derek tell his unbiased event on how I got Reggie sliced up.
All right.
And we're friends for it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Things were just weird.
This is how you know that everyone.
Show it in the camera, Reggie. First, let's look at it.
Can you zoom in? 13 stitches, baby.
13 stitches, baby. Look at that.
It's faint now.
13 stitches. Oh, what's up? God. From the block.
That's your Yam scar.
Yep. That's your Yam tattoo. It almost looks like a Y.
That's so funny. Nah, man. First of all, that's so funny. Nah, man. First of all, for what it's worth, I love Yam with all my heart, but she was acting extra cat lady that day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we walked into it, was just weird. She was
making game nights sometimes.
Game night, hosting at your house is a difficult
thing. She was cooking.
Put you in a weird mood. So
she was hosting and she was making the cats go inside it out, the Whole Foods bag. So me and Kevin Ryan was sitting on the couch, like, this is already pretty strange.
Yeah.
Right? So then the video game portion or the game portion came up. And the Yam got all real Napoleon with it. Just, this is my house. We're going to do my rules. And then.
But that's how she always was with
game night. It was just funny that day because she was just extra. Ro was peeping it, but he was keeping his mouth shut. Chloe, she clocked out. She was eating her own food. That's what made it so funny. Chloe came in with her own food.
All right.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's vegan, disrespectful. Right?
Chloe was vegan at the time.
Chloe was vegan. She ate her own food. Food was cooking. Macaroni and cheese was on. Fucking Yam made a ham. All this shit. We was getting excited.
Was fucking that kitchen up.
And at the time, I had a quote-unquote almost girlfriend. So I was sitting with my girlfriend, and then Valene was there, and we just watching it all go down. So after a while, Yam is just too over the top. This is my shit. So Ro, hey, check. Hey, we gonna let her act like this?
And everybody left me by myself.
So
we gonna let like, I was hungry. About to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was all hungry.
Everybody was like, nah, shh.
I'm trying to get people riled up. Nah, fuck this.
So Rose stand up like, y'all really gonna stand for this shit? Really? She acting like a whole bitch right now. And I was like,
oh, fuck.
So all of a sudden, it got crazy.
Oh my God!
So,
I can just see Yam's face.
So I got because
we was all trying to
petty.
We was all trying to play Mortal Kombat. Yam was trying to play a board game.
Yam got petty too.
I just said I got petty.
Yam turned the game off. Ro says what he says. Then after that, it got weird. Well, nigga, you gonna pay me for this controller? Ro threw $60 in Yam's face. He took $60 out because Ro was making money. So I'm watching like, oh shit, Ro took 320s. Was like, take it. I was like, oh my God.
Like he was a pimp.
I was not like, proud of any my of that. God. So now she's over there. He was like, well, she want to be petty. I'm going to be petty too. Ro walked over to the snack table and started knocking down salad dressings. I was like, oh shit.
What?
He started knocking down. Well, she petty. I can be petty too.
Ro is
closed.
A product.
Starts knocking down.
I got two sisters.
How long ago was this? I'm sorry.
I don't even know, nigga.
Foster care.
Like four or five years ago.
So
it was a long time ago.
Ro starts knocking down shit. Then Yam does the, I get this nigga out of my house. Right? She does the whole get this nigga out of my house. Things start getting crazy, right? So I run the row because I see her trying to run the row. So I like, all right, let me run the row. I pull Ro back. Little do I know that Yam went in the kitchen again.
No, Yam two-piece me.
Shit, no, that's right. I forgot.
Yam binked me.
So
like,
Yam walked up in Ro, gave him a two-piece.
Quick, Yam quick with the hands.
Yeah.
Yo, I will give Yam that. I will say Yam.
Yam came up.
Hand
like, quick.
Speed?
Like, it was like.
It's like, it yo, was her hand speed was like, wop, wop. Like,
actually.
Two-piece, like, one. Two
it almost sounds
like, fight.
It almost sounds like
no, I'm not gonna raise my it's a woman.
It was so
nigga,
fast.
You pushed her on the ground.
Listen, no, no, wait. Don't fuck the story up.
Exactly.
So wait, so the punch was so fast it sounded like this. I was like, holy shit.
Like back to back.
Yam went up like that. I was like, oh my God. So Rose, like, what the fuck are you doing? Yam dramatically falls into a piggy bank and all the change just goes all over the floor, right? So now Yam get up, fuck that shit. Minion charges for Yam. I go for Ro, trying to pull him out the door, but I can't see in front of Ro because I'm pulling him out this way, I'm behind him. So Yam come out with a kitchen knife. Going Yam. Big old macaroni arm.
No, the macaroni. She had the macaroni arm. So whatever
big
she was making
arms,
in that kitchen was going to be too
this
delicious.
Nigga, so fucking. So me and you went trying to hold it back. Here come Red. Chill. Yam, chill.
Chill. Yam was free. That's why I ran over there to try to intervene.
So, but the funny thing, I kind of laughed at the whole thing as Red. He had a picture frame going.
It's so funny because I was like, oh, she wanna act crazy, I'm gonna act crazy too. So I was just like,
So as that's going on, Reg's like, chill, Yam get the slicing. Like, cut Reggie.
White meat.
She automatically realizes what she did.
Yeah.
Chloe and Valene act like orderlies and roll this nigga the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. Them two big bitches carried Reggie out on top of his shoulders, went to the elevator. There's blood on the floor now.
Yeah.
This nigga's like, fuck. And he just left. And then I was like, what the fuck? So I'm cleaning up. Dave cleaning up. And I'm panicking. Because I see Reggie blood on the ground. I'm like, that. And then Dave was making fun of me. He was like, yo, Derek was down there looking like a robot. He was like, Reggie. Reggie's blood. So fucking we out. Now Marina comes in.
Mm.
Or was it Pat Brown? Pat Brown,
Pat
Marina
Brown
come in.
Pat Brown. Because Marina
Brown
showed up even later.
The aftermath, right? So automatically.
Why do I feel like if Pat Brown was there, none of this would
have
happened?
Because Pat Brown is a calm spirit.
Yeah.
I have never seen anything get out
I've
of control
Pat
with
Pat
Brown.
Nobody's going to do that in front of Pat Brown.
Yeah, she's very like,
come on, y'all.
Like, so she brings that southern fucking,
Yeah.
So now she comes into the aftermath. Yam get the explaining. I get to rolling because I got to check up on this nigga. So we leave to go to the hospital. I see Alzo outside. I'm like, wait a minute, all these niggas is late. And this whole thing happened because she didn't want nobody to be late to the party.
And we were on time.
So I'm like, how we get the shit, but all your other people
I
coming in late?
I remember getting that invite, and there were so many rules.
You missed it. You
would
have got to stab Reggie.
That I was like, I was literally like, I'm not going to go do that.
Because
I'd been to a bunch of her game nights, and I was like, oh, game night is when we all go over to Yam's house and we get bullied.
So now we at the hospital, but in my head, I'm like, Yam probably telling her side of the story while Ro here with us. So I know I was like, something crazy is going to be weird next week. So lo and behold, I get to the cellar. Here go Keith getting on him talking about, you can't beat women, man. Like, who the fuck said that? And I was like, no.
No.
I watched the whole thing. You can't make my nigga
woman
beat him.
The funniest thing, I'm all sad. And so I'm like, because at that time, even when Chloe gave me a fake social security number to give to the hospital.
No, Dave gave you a fake social security
number. No, Chloe.
Dave did.
I know what you're saying. But it was close. It was Dave's idea.
Oh, it was probably,
Dave
okay.
was like, "Yo,
name
tell
was like
him
Don
you-
Douglas or some yeah. poor shit like
Dave
that."
Dave literally has one on hand.
Yeah, yeah. Dave was like, "Yo, here, 13 tell
stitches,
him to use
first
this
time
social
ever getting stitches." And I remember going, "All right, well, this happened, but I still was hungry. I still yeah. wanted to
we
go
was
back
mad,
in there because
y'all
so
had
bad.
A pot of macaroni and cheese, yeah.
dude. That food was gonna be so delicious.
I didn't react at all. I wasn't even. This nigga was so sad.
I was so sad. I got my friend cut.
He thought I was like mad. I was just like, look.
I thought Reggie was gonna like never talk to me again. I was like, fuck, I just ruined my friendship.
You know what? I'd be like, yo, I get over shit quick.
You
yo.
Do. You like a golden like, retriever, nigga.
I'd be like, all right.
You got a short memory.
He jumped in Yam's lap the next week.
He was like,
I want everybody to, you know what I mean? Yeah. Fucking still be cool. I was like,
yeah. We did.
These niggas, boy. And yeah. then keep calling me the next day, like, I pick up, you like, oh, I'm so happy you got cut. First thing he said.
I'm happy. Like, it's fucked up, the situation is. Like, we're all close again because of, like, I still fuck with Yam. We still fuck
That's
with each
exactly
other.
That's exactly what I told Yam was going to happen. I was like, listen.
I'm happy.
I was
I'm
like, I know this feels like you guys are never going to talk again. I was like, you guys are going to be so much closer when this is over.
Yeah.
I was like,
Yam was at my wedding. She was like, her and Derek were the life of the party at the fucking wedding. Everybody yeah. was like, look at them dancing and fucking mm-hmm.
yeah.
having
it was like,
fun.
It was like big and soul food. When
yeah,
it was
perfect. So I'm like glad that, you know, I hate that it happened, but I'm glad like we bounced back so hard from that shit.
Yeah.
I knew he was, though. I'm just like,
yeah.
I mean,
bro,
I think,
you
yeah.
never know. Like, y'all are a different group of people for me, so I don't know how other people think in this business. So I didn't know if, like, people are going to be like, because, you know, I've had interaction with people where they're still trying to fucking.
Oh, there's some Harpers out here.
Some people are like, I'm like, yo, that shit wasn't even that bad, and it was your fault, motherfucker.
Well,
and
also,
they're still like, you're a terrible person.
Whenever
like,
people hold on to shit like that, I'm like, you grew up in a more functional family than I did.
Yeah.
Because my family fights like that. We'll fight in a crazy fucking way.
Yeah.
And then the next day, it's like nothing happened.
Yeah. Brett should always be like, fuck you, but we won't talk for a couple days, but we still cool. Like,
yeah. I'm used to that with my family, but like I said, I didn't know how people were.
Nigga,
and took that situation let me know we were
Ro,
all real cool. I called Reggie.
This nigga was my slave for a week.
For a whole week. That nigga could have got me to do it. I would have paid him. I swear to God, you were so... You didn't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
I would have paid this nigga rent for it. I would have gave him a month's worth of rent. I'd have bought him some new sneakers. He didn't capitalize on none of that.
I loved it then, but I hate it now when you apologize to me. I'm like, nigga, you ain't got to apologize to me.
Wait, for what?
When you was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga.
Yeah.
But because you took me to... I remember you took me to drop my girl off back to London. Right?
Yes.
I took her to the airport.
Yeah.
You was back there just,
because the edible kicked in too, though.
I hate it when this nigga get on.
I don't like it.
Like,
I like tough.
Wait, y'all don't like it when I'm
like
sincere?
Bro.
All right, then fuck it. Fuck y'all niggas.
If you fuck up, I like when you tell me, yo, I fucked up. Like,
yeah.
But other than that,
I'm sorry.
I'm like, nigga,
he turned into this big dope. Hey,
I can't.
I'm sorry,
I don't like
man.
That. I don't really don't like
I'm
when you.
Sorry,
I'm sorry. Nah, bro. But tell me that you fucked up. I like when he's like, yo, I fucked up. I was like, you did fuck up.
Yeah.
But then it was over after that.
This nigga called me every day for a week. Like, yo, you good? He's like,
yo, I
forgot your charger. He's like, nigga, I got more charges at home.
Yo, I got your charger if you want it. I would have fucking bought Reggie the newest Jordans. So much
Reggie
guilt.
Roses every day. Here's another rose.
Yeah.
Here's more roses,
the
man.
Guilt was just going through, just coursing through my body at that time. And I was just like,
was so funny.
This nigga ain't
I do the
talk
same
no
thing
more.
When I fuck up. I just, call the person nonstop and I'm like, hey, just making sure we're cool. How you doing? But I won't say it like that. I'll just offer things to them to try to, like.
That shit, man.
So now that I know, I'm not doing that shit no more.
You don't.
I think we all.
I apologize, motherfucker.
That's quick. And I go, I
think we all do that, though. Like, sometimes where I'll say something jokingly, and I'll get in my head later, like, damn, was that too far?
Yeah,
like,
I do that, too. Like, I do that, too. Especially now, because we've had so much time to just be with our own feelings and in our own head that I could feel it happening in the first, like, 2 months of the pandemic where I was, like, I would be reading something, and the article would make me sad, where I wouldn't be looking for jokes. I would just be like, this is wrong. And I would be like, fuck. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not funny anymore. Yeah. Like, I could feel my sincerity.
I'm sentimental. I don't want to be sentimental.
Yes. Yeah. When people, like, you know, like, fans will reach out, and they'll be like, hey, you know, I'm gonna drive, like, an hour to come see you or whatever. And I feel like I have... I need to offer them a place to stay now. Normally I'd be like, fuck off. Thanks a lot. That's it. But like now I'm just, I want to like, I'm like, now I have to be their friend, you know?
Yeah,
now I have to go out to dinner with them.
I go through that same guilt. That's why I just go, thank you, appreciate it. And then just keep it moving because then I'll know I'll try to accommodate them. And I'm like, why am I accommodating you?
Right.
Yeah.
And then you realize that they're fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah. They are. It's always the crazy ones. Yeah.
It always ends up crazy.
Yeah. Dylan, drop that music, baby.
Oh, transitions.
I must have ended out of the plug. Yeah, we're going to end it
right there. Hold up. I was just doing it myself. No, I don't know.
I think they might have.
They removed our beat?
They're trying to sabotage us. I knew it was going to happen.
I knew it was going to happen.
I knew it was going to happen.
Gas was coming for us, nigga. They was calm just for
I was watching. I was like, ooh, this is going to be bad.
Y'all got Derek staring at himself the whole podcast here.
Oh,
what
yeah.
you mean? Because it's a mirror.
He's just staring at himself.
To the mirror.
He's like, Mom?
You got to say it in a melodic way during this time because this is the wind down. All right,
so here we go. All right. Dear Diary, I'm a little bit of a narcissist because I was raised with mirrors. So if there's a reflection, I'm going to look at myself.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Rosebud.
What are we doing?
Say your biddings.
Say your biddings. This is the
end. So say what you want to say.
Reggie's fat.
Wow.
That's all I got to say.
Yo.
Come on,
you know
Reggie.
What I'm going to try to do during the rest of this quarantine? I'm definitely going to try to grow a beard. When this is over, I'm growing a beard.
Yeah.
When this is over, I'm growing a beard because I don't like my goatee or my mustache.
They look fine.
I look like a bus driver.
Bus drivers have beards too, nigga. I think it's just your face.
Yeah,
and
I think
your body type.
It's follicle retarded. You can't grow no follicles.
You look like you know direction.
I bought all types of beard oil during the pandemic.
Yeah, no, I just accepted I can't grow a Philly beard. So.
Nah, dog, I'm growing. I'm not giving up.
Yeah.
You got to get through the folliculitis.
Follicolitis. I just threw the sicka in there. Cause
follicolitis?
Follicolitis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, remember. Remember this. This is no need for apologies.
Yeah, I'm going to stop apologizing so much. Why am I putting on that extra guilt? Because y'all niggas just let me know that's some bitch nigga
well,
shit.
Well, I mean, if you almost
coming get, from you. Yeah.
If you almost get your friend killed, you should feel that.
Nigga, I'm apologizing once because you lived.
You got your arm cut. It wasn't even on a vein. Shut up.
It was 13 stitches, though.
Yo, Reggie. It's over, nigga.
It's over, nigga. Stop bringing up old shit.
She cut the ham.
It's 13 stitches, baby.
Yeah, she should have poured honey on it and threw some fucking Star Venice on you and baked you.
What are you saying?
So call that nigga ham.
Oh,
cut to the ham. She carved the ham.
She cut that ham.
Because I'm thick? You calling me ham because I'm thick?
No, you fat. Look, I ain't calling you thick. Nigga.
Fat. I'm husky.
I'm thick. You fat.
You no, like nigga, nigga, you
let's
fat.
All say it. Let's all
nigga,
say it at the same
thick.
Time.
No.
You are fat.
I'm thick, Reggie.
I'm husky.
Fat.
Damn, fine. Husky.
You're thick.
I'm thick. And that's not manly.
No,
thick
yeah.
is not a masculine thing, yeah, so I need to drop that shit down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm husky.
So I'm saying my shit is bad too, but I'm just not fat because I'm not spilling out, but I'm fucking voluptuous.
Can I just say one thing?
I'm husky. What's up?
No one over 13 is husky.
Yeah,
that's so
I am
funny.
Look
nobody
at me.
Nobody over the age of 13 is husky.
Look at my arms right now. I'm husky.
But look at everything else with it.
Husky, baby.
You got prison muscle. That's what that is.
Yeah. We going to drop weight. I'm going to drop down to 240 by April 12th. Remember that. It's for my health. Yeah, nigga. I got on a hat that made me look like an elf.
All right. I fuck with it. Yeah. And on that note,
We out.
No need for apologies.
No need for apologies. Rosebud Baker.
Derek Haynes.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yo, this is dope. It's always a blessing when y'all in this building.
Yeah, it's always great.